Welcome to a damned mess.
Yo, what's up? Yo, this episode is not for sleep, people. This episode is not for sheep, people. Sheeple, it's not for y'all. If you are a COVID fan, if you are a believer or whatever the news tells you, then this program and this topic is not for you. Let me say this again for people who don't understand me. I am what you call a conspiracy man. I don't believe nothing. That's right. I believe everything, don't believe nothing. That's right. That's who I am. So anyway, it was raining. Today is Monday. It's actually Sunday, 11:48, 10 minutes to midnight. I got this date joint right here. It's dated November 17th. I want you to check this out. Dear resident, on November 5th, you were given a notice that stated that all visitor restrictions would remain in place. Based on the documented recent rise in COVID-19 cases in Monroe County and statewide, RHA needs to protect its residents and keep diligent as to visitors during the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, I don't celebrate any of these holidays, so we don't even gotta worry about it. I don't celebrate pagan holidays anyway. But the fact that they're trying to restrict on who I bring in my house is a thing where, you know, it's time for me to leave to get my own. I live in a townhouse that is controlled by the housing authority. I haven't yet decided to move out. I have a 3-floor house, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms and a half. I'm gonna say 2 bathrooms. Well, you know, one has it's not really a half. It's 2 bathrooms. You know, one got a tub. Got my basement. Got my own washing machine with laundry that I pay for. My own refrigerator that I pay for. This ain't the housing I grew up with. But anyway, let's finish what this paper says here. Okay. RHA, Rochester Housing Authority, in the future may modify the visitor restrictions if the COVID-19 infection rate and trends improve in our area. To assist us to comply with state mandates on COVID and your family plans, RHA, based on social distancing recommendations, needs you to identify and list up to 2 visitors who plan to visit you during this Thanksgiving holiday season, which I already said I do not celebrate. But if I bring people in my house, I have to let them know who these people are. Like, you could be just out of the blue dropping by. I have to inform them, wink, wink, yeah. I have to identify and list up to 2 visitors who plan to visit during this pagan holiday. Please note, the maximum number of visitors allowed in your unit is 2. IHA understands how this limitations on visitors could impact the family planning, but it is necessary under the present COVID-19 situation. In addition, the allowed visitors must be local at that. They gotta be local at that. Don't that be some shit? From New York State or from the following states: Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont. Quarantine restrictions apply for visitors from other states, making visitation during Thanksgiving not practical. The dates for allowing up to two visitors will be restricted to November 24th through November 29th. Security personnel will be given a list of the two names that you provide to RHA, and security will only permit entry access to those individuals provided they are wearing masks and have no COVID-19 symptoms. Now, they must be talking about the towers. I don't live in the towers. I live in the houses. So when they say security, I'm like, oh, they must be talking about the towers. Because I'm not trying to say I'm not a law-abiding citizen, but other people that celebrate these pagan holidays, how they gonna know how many people are going to be coming into their apartment unless they live in the towers? Which I do not live in the towers. And if I decided that I'm going to visit other people in their own homes, I guess it's not restricted to people who own their own homes. Woo! Anyway, this is crazy. Visitors who provide essential services such as food delivery, medicines, and medical services are still allowed entry. All other non-essential visitors would continue to be restricted and denied entry. Designated visitors will have to show a valid ID in order for the security guard to grant entrance to the building. So once again, this doesn't apply to me because I don't live in these buildings. Have a face covering on and have no COVID-19 symptoms. No ID, no entry. So if you live in those towers or you live in one of these type project buildings where they have security, you ain't coming in. So basically what's going to start happening is, mark my words, if you're receiving public assistance, anything from the government, and you want food, you must comply. If you don't comply, you don't. This is how they're going to do it. If you don't take that vaccination, watch what happens. You ain't getting paid. You ain't eating. Okay? So that's how it's going to be. No vaccine, no entry. No vaccine, no eating. No vaccine, no money. No vaccine, no job. The community rooms in all Rochester Housing Authority buildings will remain closed. And the only place your restricted visitor is to visit is your apartment. All visitors are required to wear a mask, face covering. This was in my door. It's all wet. Please complete the attached form designating your restricted visitors. If you do not complete a form, you will not be allowed visitors. What? Please have this form completed by November 23rd and place it in the green receptacle in front of the receptionist window. RHA understands and empathizes with our residents on the impact that COVID-19 continues to have on our lives. We are hoping that this limited visitor list is welcomed and you continue doing your part in limiting the spread of the pandemic. Please continue to do the following. Wear masks in public and when not in your unit. Wash your hands frequently, especially after touching doorknobs or elevator buttons, using warm water and soap, washing hands for 20 seconds. Use hand sanitizer with at least 60 to 95% alcohol. If you feel ill, stay in your unit and let building management know you are feeling sick by calling or emailing your management office. Now, let me tell you something, guys. This is only for people that don't believe. If you're feeling sick, by all means, call management. That's all I gotta say. That's how I ain't got nothing else to say about it. Because I'm not gonna be vilified. Separate yourself from other residents and do not have visitors. I mean, does somebody have to tell you that if you're sick, stay away from people? Even before this COVID, if you had a cold, what people used to do? Oh, I got a cold. I don't want you to catch it. Right? So I don't understand. You know, when AIDS was out, that was a big thing. Right? I'm just saying. You know Ebola's still out there, right? I'm just saying. If you need to leave your unit to go to a doctor or for any other reason, please wear a mask over your nose and mouth. Or in the absence of a mask, use a scarf or a handkerchief and disposable gloves. Discard these items upon return or wash immediately. Any co-residents should use a face mask or gloves when in the same room as you. Do not use public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. Did you hear this? Do not use public transportation. They trying to put y'all out of business. They said don't use public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. Shit getting real, y'all. It's getting real. They said do not use public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. How y'all feel about that? Do not enter any public areas in the building. If you have visitors that are sick, please ask them not to come to the building. Note, all guests must sign in and follow building policies and health guidelines. Before leaving to go to the doctor, call ahead and let them know if you may have been exposed to the virus. What virus? Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and discard immediately in a lined trash can and wash your hands immediately afterwards following the above steps. As if y'all didn't know about this before. I don't know. Do not share personal items, dishes, utensils, cups, bedding, towels, etc., with anyone. Well, clean all high-touch surfaces in your home multiple times per day. Mail your rent or leave in the office drop box. A receipt will be mailed to you. Drop off or mail your recertification paperwork and we will complete the process via mail. That's the only good thing I like about it. I just got recertified and I didn't have to, you know, do a meeting. Please call with any questions instead of visiting in person in order to minimize your exposure. RHA will continue to keep residents up to date with any new information or developments. If you wish, information regarding COVID-19 can be obtained at CDC, www.cdc.gov, COVID-19. New York State Hotline, 1-888-364-3065. Monroe County Department of Health, www.monroecounty.gov, health COVID-19. We hope that you can enjoy this holiday season and hope that everyone stays healthy. Respectfully, Sean Berg, Deputy Executive Director. It's in Spanish too. El 5 de noviembre se la notificó que es indicada que todas las restricciones de visitantes permanecieron en su lugar basado en el reciente aumento documentado en casos COVID-19 en el condado de Monroe y en todo el estado. RHA necesita proteger a sus residentes y mantenerse diligente en cuanto a los visitantes durante las vacaciones de acción de gracias. RHA en el futuro puede modificar las restricciones de visitantes si la tasa de infección COVID-19 y las tendencias mejoran en nuestra área. That's the end of that. I'm not reading this whole thing in Spanish. Let y'all know that I'm actually practicing Spanish on Duolingo. Yep, I ain't bullshitting either. But so that's what it is, man. They left this wet piece of paper on my door. I didn't even know it was there until I was driving around and I noticed it was a piece of paper. Now, how do I know that the people that delivered these papers had gloves on? Now, I know that last time a worker came to my house, he didn't even have a mask on. Okay. Now, not that bothers me. I just find this whole thing hypocritical. I went to the casino the other day. I'm not going no more, of course, because basically what they said was, in order for you to drink, you got to order something to eat. I was like, what? So I'm over here trying to gamble, and I got to wear a mask? And I don't know. It's fucking crazy. I don't know what's going on. It's a bunch of madness. So what do y'all think about that, man? Like, maybe y'all don't find nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, if this is like some real epidemic, yo, people, you literally, I'm not talking about, yo, my man's in them. Nah. I'm talking about literally people will be dropping like flies. I don't know nobody dropping like flies. I only hear people telling me, oh, I work in the medical field and there's a lot of dead people. Okay? And what that mean? Because somebody told you that they died of COVID, you just gonna believe it. Are you a doctor? I know doctors right now who are going to court because they telling them that don't go around giving out false information. I ain't hear from these doctors yet. They probably locked them up. You know what I'm saying? You got doctors are scared. And then you got Google and Facebook who are able to control information. I don't understand why people don't think that's a problem. If you're able to control information, that means if you don't agree with what I'm saying, you could basically be like, ah, he's a conspirator. Oh, I don't want to hear when he's giving out false information. You can determine who's giving out false information and who isn't. And everybody think that's okay. I don't know, man. I'm talking to family members and they acting like I need the facts. And when I'm giving them facts, they still not trying to hear me. Yo, well, why don't you go out there and prove it? But there's people out there proving it, and you know what they're doing? They call them the maniacs. They're saying something's wrong with them. But you know what I'm starting to believe? The people that you think are maniacs are the ones whose eyes are actually open. That's why they have these mental problems. Because people out there like you are driving us crazy. That's what it is. These non-believers, you know, you got people that don't believe in God, atheists, but they believe what these people are telling them about a disease or virus that you can't even, that you can't see. They're controlling you. When you got things like the HR6666, y'all don't find that weird? Why would they use that terminology, HR66666? Why would you do that? Like, is that a running joke? Order 66. But I tell people this, they think I'm joking. Look it up. They think I'm joking. But they don't find none of this shit weird. They don't find it weird. They don't find that they're laughing in your face. That's what they're doing. They're laughing in your face. They're letting you know that you ain't shit. And they can say and do whatever they want. And you're going to just sit there and you're going to take it. They control the information. None of these rich people, I don't see your man from Facebook. I don't see your man from Twitter. I don't see Bill Gates. I don't see none of these dudes wearing masks. It's funny how the people that's telling you to do something ain't doing it themselves. That should tell you right then and there, we are living in a dictatorship. They're trying to kill you and control the population. And some of y'all are cool with that. Killing the population. Some of y'all cool with that. I don't know. Maybe some of y'all down with that shit. You know, I remember working with some people and I was telling them about the Illuminati and they was like, well, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I was like, okay, I see what I'm dealing with here. I'm dealing with some crazy motherfuckers. So when you understand what you're dealing with, you understand that's it. I'm going to start talking to some family members tomorrow, even ones that I'm not really messing with. And I'm going to just let them know, yo, this is what it is. And we're going to have to stick together. This is it. We got to go somewhere and do something. And I'm only talking to serious family members who's about it. Better get them joints ready. Because it's wartime. And I'm going to tell you right now, I already know I'm being bugged. I know that for a fact. I know I'm being bugged. I'm telling you, a light went out in my house. And the maintenance man came the next day. Talking about I put a work order in and I swear to the Most High. I don't mean to swear. I didn't put in the work order. My kids even was like, Dad, you did. Because my kids know everything I do. I was going to put a work order in, not just for that. I put in the work order because I just found out there's a hole in my wall. I killed a mouse by accident. I've been here 6-7 years and I never had a rodent problem. And these men come in my house to re-insulate the house, to let the heat in. All of a sudden, I got a rodent problem. I'm fucking itching. And now, all of a sudden, this dude comes to my house and says, hey, you got a light replacement. That I didn't even put in. I didn't even tell anybody I needed a new light. How did they know that? Either they coming in my house when I'm not here, or there's some type of sensor, or this house is bugged. Because I looked at the guy, and he gave me like this look. I've seen the guy a few times. You know, there's mad maintenance workers, but for some reason, I get the same maintenance worker all the time. Spanish dude. I'm not even going to call him, I'm going to call him a Spaniard because he got blue eyes, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, you know, look that up. But whatever, that's besides the point. The point is, how did he know
I needed a light change. She said, the work order's right here. I'm like, what? So I'm telling you, this place is bugged. Maybe because of the content, I don't know. I remember one time the fire team came in this in my house. I said, "You mind if we come in?" And I was like, "All right." And he's teaching supposedly a female fire department rookie about coming into one of these houses like mine, such as mine. And when I thought about it, I said, "You know, they could be putting something in my air conditioner. I don't know. I don't know. I don't trust nothing, man. I don't trust nothing. You call me paranoid, whatever. But, you know, it's just very odd how they knew to change the light. And I was like, I didn't call it in. I thought it was weird. Especially since I didn't need to call it. I already got a lamp that lights up my room. So I really wasn't in a rush to call this in. So when it came, it was just very odd. I was like, I didn't put in an order. So now I just believe that this place is bugged, straight like that. But anyway, that's all I gotta say. I mean, we in some weird times right now, man. We in some weird times. This is very weird to me. I don't know what's going on, but you tell me, cause I don't know, man. Anyway, that's all I gotta say. It's weird. Y'all, you know, hit me up at damnation@gmail.com if you have a comment. You know what I'm saying? I don't usually give it out there like that because that email is all corrupted. There's so much shit on there. So I would have to probably weed it out, but, you know, damnation@gmail.com. Anyway. Peace.